Morning,
good,
Dean.
Not a good day to be a bald guy out there.
Wear a hat.
Let me just say.
That's your tip of the day.
My tip of the day.
I saw some of that Jay Leno interview, and I know he was wearing makeup, but he looks pretty good.
He actually looks much younger than he did before the accident, and when he burned himself had to spend time in a burn center, had skin grafts. And we actually learned a little bit more about what he went through. He did an interview yesterday and talked about first having, sorry, this is a little bit gross, but I think very interesting. He had skin from cadavers put over where the burns were. Apparently that tricks the cells into speeding up the healing process.
Hmm.
And then after that, they take that off and they put on skin, or not skin rather, but the intestines of a pig on the burn areas, which does the same thing and speeds along the healing process. I'd never heard that before. I think that's so interesting. He also spent time in a hyperbaric chamber, which increases oxygen to healthy skin areas. Leno, he's been joking about this the whole time. He said, if you ever want to know what it's like to be in a coffin, go into a hyperbaric chamber, because that's exactly what it's like. But he said that he's very happy with the outcome, that he's doing very well. He's continuing to do concerts, joking that he's got two sections of seating at his concert, crispy and extra crispy.
He's a lucky guy.
Yep.
Good news for Adam Sandler fans. He's coming to town, isn't he?
He is coming to Chicago. This was literally just announced a few minutes ago that he is going to be coming into the United Center on Sunday, February the 5th. He's got a very, very successful tour that he's been doing around the country called Adam Sandler Live. And tickets for that show will go on sale this coming Friday at noon through LiveNation.com. I don't have any ticket prices on this yet, but, very cool. He's been doing these arena shows, everybody has been loving him. He does a tribute to Chris Farley. I imagine he will also do, well, it'd probably be too late for him to do this song in February.
Hanukkah is the festival. Instead of one day of presents, we get Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating Kugel. So does Stanley Jake Gyllenhaal and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star. So does Drake and Seth Rogen. Goldberg has a gold yarmulke to match the belt he won from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson, and talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Geddy Lee from Rome?
Yeah, people still love that, don't they?
This is the fourth version of the song that he has done since he first introduced that. He keeps, doing new versions, adding new Jewish people who celebrate Hanukkah. And their first night of Hanukkah is this coming Sunday. By the way, Adam Sandler is also going to be getting the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March the 19th. Dave Chappelle has got it. Richard Pryor has received it. Carol Burnett, David Letterman, Jon Stewart. The list goes on and on and on and on. Adam Sandler gets his on March the 19th.
I meant to ask you, the Letterman interview with President Zelensky that he did in Ukraine, is that available now on Netflix?
I believe that is.
So I want to watch that.
Yeah, I reported it the end of last week,
mm-hmm.
and it said that it was now that it would be available starting on Monday. So,
oh, okay.
I think it should now be available. His series, our next guest, needs no introduction. I think one of the best talk series that's out there right now.
Yeah, very good. Talking Entertainment with Dean Richards, and this is a great event on Friday at the Music Box Theater. Is this what they do every year, Dean?
Every year. I think it's something like 30 years now They do their annual holiday double feature. They show It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas on big screen. It's not often that you get to see these classic movies the way the directors originally intended for you to see them on big screen. And in between the two movies, they do a holiday sing-along. They put the lyrics of Christmas carols up on the big screen, follow the bouncing ball, and, you know, people sing along. They come dressed up in their holiday attire. That's going to start this Friday, and it goes through Christmas Eve. I also have to mention that starting this weekend at the Music Box, they have what they call Dog Video 2022. It's a special feature in one of their studios. Somebody's put together a film of funny, cute dog videos. So if you're a dog person like I am, maybe you want to go see that.
What about cats?
Well, they do have a cat fest. I think it's in the summertime. They do a similar thing with cat videos. So everybody is covered with
good to hear.
At least cats and dogs, anyway.
What's the Princess Diaries 3 story?
Princess Diaries 3 doesn't look like Julie Andrews is going to be part of it. They've been talking about this for a while, and Anne Hathaway has said that she would consider being part of it. But in an interview the other day, Julie Andrews said, I know that we were talking about it, but now I think it's probably not possible. That too many years have gone by since the last motion picture. She said, I'm much older. Annie, the princess, or now queen, is much older. I'm not sure that it would float. So she's pretty much taking herself out of the running for that, which is unfortunate because she's still very vibrant and very, very active. It would be great. Just sounds like something she doesn't think is a good idea.
Sounds like it. I know we get more Harry and Meghan tomorrow. What else can we watch now?
Yeah, you get that on that part two of all of that. Drops on Netflix tomorrow, but we also have, there's another documentary, Bob, that this is right down your alley on Disney Plus. It takes you into the world famous Abbey Road Studios.
Oh, I've been hearing about this. I saw some trailers on it. Yeah, isn't this Paul's daughter who did it?
I think so.
Yeah,
I believe that's true. It's called If These Walls Could Sing. And if you're a Beatles fan, if you're a fan of, you know, the music that has come out of Abbey Road Studios, starting Friday on Disney Plus, you can start taking a look at that. A new series this week, one of the most popular action franchises of the 1990s returns. The National Treasure franchise has a new series out called National Treasure: Edge of History. Nicolas Cage is not in it, but Catherine Zeta-Jones is, and Justin Bartha, and Harvey Keitel. That is running on Disney Plus right now. On Hulu, there is a series called Kindred, which follows a writer who is able to travel back and forth through history, kind of a time tunnel thing. That is also running right now. And on Netflix, a young lawyer gets a crash course in Cloak and Dagger in the CIA. That's called The Recruit, and that starts on Netflix on Friday. One of the best movies of the year comes to the streaming this week. It is The Banshees of Inisherin, that stars Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. It's already won awards as best movie of the year from some critics' organizations. The National Board of Review picked it as one of its favorite movies of the year. That begins streaming today on HBO Max. Whole bunch of holiday offerings for you. One of them is called I Believe in Santa, where sort of this grinchy professional woman falls for a man who is way too into Christmas. That is running on, let me see here, Netflix. Also on Netflix, the improvised comedy called Murderville with Will Arnett and Jason Bateman is running right now. And there's a holiday cooking competition with Maya Rudolph and Amy Poehler that is called Baking It. Season 2 of that series is running now on Peacock. There's also the Dr. Seuss Baking Challenge, where chefs try to bring Dr. Seuss creations to life in this brand new cooking show. So some interesting new things that are streaming for you this week, because nobody has anything to do, you know.
Yeah, this time of year.
11 days before Christmas, everyone's got plenty of free time.
And you will be cooking on WGN TV in about an hour. What are you going to make?
9:35 today. Well, because Hanukkah is on Sunday. I thought, you know, I was going to try to do something for Hanukkah. We did latkes last year, you know, the traditional potato pancakes, which normally you pan fry. A lot of oil involved. That's part of the symbolism of why Hanukkah is 8 days. But not so healthy to be eating all of that fried potatoes, mostly. So I've been experimenting with it in the air fryer, and they come out pretty good in the air fryer. I got to say, I am such a total convert on the air fryer. I went into this so skeptical, but I use mine all the time now for a variety of things. And I'm making two different kinds, one kind of a traditional potato with onion, and I'm also making a sweet potato version, sweet potatoes with cranberries, you know, you serve it up with applesauce and sour cream, all the traditional things. So that's coming up at 9:35. Hey, don't worry, just because it's in the air fryer, I can still injure myself. There's still a lot of hot ovens that I have to deal with today, which is the singular reason for watching my cooking segment every week.
I'd like to sample that, because I think the gold standard for potato pancakes is Manny's.
You know, Manny's does a good... They slap one on your plate when you get a corned beef sandwich over there. They're mighty tasty. That is a traditionally done good old potato pancake over there.
My mom used to make them, and with the grease left over, I would pour it in my car, and it was perfect whenever I needed an oil change.
Right. And you always knew where Bob was, because the exhaust fumes smelled like onions.
Yeah, gotta have onions in there. All right, we'll watch. Thanks, Dean. Yeah.